the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors.
It's actually Wednesday, Jono. Bit of movie magic there, people.
Welcome to the Wednesday show of the Draft Doctors. We are recording here on the Monday. That's what's throwing me. But finals have been run and won. Fantasy season is over. What are we going to do? You're going to listen to this show for the rest of the pre-season, Steve?
Well, I'm a sick individual like you are, Jono. And I've been all AFL season. I listen to fantasy NFL content in the off-season. So, well, I'll just reverse that and...
You guys can listen to us all off season.
Yeah, well, you know, we hope there's enough entertainment value in it as well.
Yeah, well, we're just going to be talking just a few subjects. Like today, we're talking what we think players might gain or lose a position, and in the coming weeks, we'll talk all Australian, Essendon band players, injured players. So to keep it fun and lighthearted, and something for you guys to listen to while studying up for next season.
Yeah, these are we had a few people ask us on the Twitter, Jono, and on the Facebook about potential position changes. You know, maybe they're looking to make a trade with their keeper team.
Yep, if you've got the dynasties or the keeper leagues. But before we get into it, big congratulations to We Got Big Cox, who took out our listener league, and he did it with a bloke by the name of Nick Riewoldt, scoring a massive 200 in fantasy and 184 Supercoach with, what, a record 21 marks, 26 disposals and 9 goals won. Not a bad effort, Nick.
He got huge cocks after that performance from Nick Riewoldt. But yeah, well done.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty close game and about 100 points or so in it.
Yeah.
In the end, so well done to both players there. We got Big Cox and the Elder Statesman.
Yep.
And got it on a stringer. Started off 6 in the final series and came 3rd. So well done to got it on a stringer.
Hmm.
And in the consolation final, Saturday Beers knocked off yours truly. So well done, Saturday Beers, for winning the consolation final.
No, he loses. There's no good.
No such thing as a consolation finals.
No.
In news, also bad news for Brisbane Lions. It's a sad day when Albert Proud gets sentenced to 5 years in prison for assault.
Didn't see that one.
No, you didn't. No, it was announced late. But also, Source Merritt farewells his career with a 2-game ban. So if he is to coach, it's going to be from the car park. And I suppose the biggest news, we got Leper sacked over the phone and the players told by email. I mean, I know money's tight at Brisbane, but geez, what is a group email and just saving on the phone costs?
I don't mind it, Jono. I don't mind it. If I was sacking someone, I wouldn't want to look him in the eye.
Especially Leper.
Not Leper. He's liable to strangle you.
Yep.
Do
you reckon it'd be like a quick phone call? Like, Leper, you're sacked. See you later. Just hang up.
Yeah.
Incoming call. Leper. Nope. I think I might let one get a voicemail.
Whenever I see something like that, I always get reminded of the South Park gag. And there's... They have the quintuplets and their grandma dies. And Randy, to break the news, lines all the kids up and goes, "All right, everyone who has a grandma, take a step forward." And they all step forward and he goes, "Girls, not so fast."
Yeah, a bit like that. But being told by email. I love the... Oh, how do the players know? Oh, I don't know. What's their reaction? I don't know. We send an email to them.
What does it matter? They're all smashed anyway.
Yeah.
They're off their chops. What do they care?
Leper's probably with them drinking going, "Hey, I'm sacked, boys."
Yeah. Zach O'Brien's nowhere to be found.
But Source Merritt, you'll be up there for a bit of a punch on ginger wrestling.
Oh, no, come on.
Nah. But if you would like to follow us on social media, send us some questions over the pre-season, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And we're just going to talk today a little about positional changes for next season. This is nothing official. This is more of our speculation and what we think might happen.
Or could happen.
Or could happen. So we're going to start it off around the mid. We're going to start break it down in the positions and talk defender, mid forward, and just straight out mids. But I can see just the straight out mids this year. Dane Zorko probably going to lose that forward status, you would think.
Yeah, I think there's, looking at it, Jono, I think we've come to agree there's going to be like no forwards next year.
No, I'm really struggling for some quality forwards for next year.
I mean, we can just look at this list. You got, I can see Merritt, Zorko, Dusty, Wells, Barlow,
Hall,
Kerridge. I don't think I think Montagna will get defensive.
I think so too.
I mean, holy Jesus.
Who have we got? Like, okay, we saw Robbie Gray on the weekend, bag 4 goals. He could go back to being that mid forward. Please, Lord, help, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to find out position changes, a simple place to start to get a good idea would be to go to your AFL Fantasy and Ultimate Footy and have a look at the guys who actually receive position changes during the year.
Yeah.
Not that we condone playing in a league that has that, because it's complete trash, but Robbie Gray got it. It's a good place to start.
Yep.
But, you know, Robbie Gray is an interesting case because even in, you know, in Supercoach, if he was a forward, obviously he would
shoot up,
vault to the top of the pack just about of forwards.
Number one forward, you would imagine.
Damn close. But in Dream Team, he just doesn't carry that same weight.
No, that's right. But especially in that draft board, he certainly comes into that top 10 talk, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would, absolutely. Top 5.
Depending.
Possibly. Yeah, quite possibly.
But nah, very interesting. That. And Bont as well is an interesting one. Played majority of the first half of the year forward before all those injuries hit the midfield, and he was thrown in there where he should have just started from the first place. But it's going to be interesting to see where the Bont gets next year.
Yeah, I wrote down Bont on my list as a potential. I don't think it's going to happen because he would just be too... Everyone would have him.
It'd be like easy mode. Just...
Everyone would have him in everything.
Yeah.
But, he, like you said, he played so much forward early. I was blown away that he didn't get a position change
mid-year
in the other games.
Yeah, that's
because
that's true.
I thought he was spending... what looked to me deep forward. Like, he was 25 metres out, one out.
It was almost a third tall.
And they even tried it again in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
But they were just so bad in the midfield, he had to go back and win them the match.
It was more like he was resting forward as opposed to spending 15, 20, 25% of the game time there.
Well, but he started forward in games, is what I mean. Mm. And then they just had to shift him because they had no other options.
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe that was a pre-planned thing,
just to ease him through the season. Who knows?
But you know, the thing is, if I was making an off-season trade for Bont, I think he's the sort of guy you could trade for. And if he got that forward status,
bonus.
If not, if you don't, well, he's still going to be highly.
He's going to be a gun after. Still. Yeah,
an interesting one that we look like losing is Dusty, Jono, and I had this thought, is people might go, oh, Dusty's going to lose value because he's not a forward. But if I was in a keeper league, I wouldn't be trading him because he might not have forward status next year. But there's every indication, if, let's say, Prestia goes to Richmond, well, they can play Dusty forward again. And then the following season, in 2018, he'll be listed as a forward again.
Well, it's the Dangerfield effect. You saw a couple of years ago, he was mid-forward. Then lost it when he was playing Guts, then he got it back, and now he's back to being a pure mid.
Yeah.
Could happen exactly the same with Dusty. I know, I could see it happening.
And Dusty himself has said he wants to play forward, which is
scary. Like
the only person who ever says that, but
yeah,
that's what he himself has said. I mean, if they get Prestia, then they have that luxury of being able to do that, you would imagine.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the player they've been crying out for, and with that war chest.
Trade Miles back to Gold Coast. another one I want to talk about is probably going to keep mid forward, you think, is Michael Barlow. Was playing forward at the start of the year, but again, when the injuries hit them, was thrust into that midfield and playing a tagging role, just quite good at it. But I think if Ross the Boss had his way, he would have been parked in that forward line, you would think.
Barlow's a hard one.
Mm.
I mean, they could just quite easily put him in the twos.
Well, there's that too.
I mean, we've got to expect Harley Bunnell's back next year.
Yeah.
He's a really tough one. I'm certainly not trading for him.
No, but right now I'd just leave him as it is and just see where he falls out next year. A few of the other ones, Devin Smith probably won't get Mid forward, you wouldn't think, having not played enough this year.
Well, adding mid doesn't really change his value greatly. No. Anyway.
One I'd really love to see is Nick Riewoldt.
He probably will.
Get mid forward, you reckon?
I reckon.
Because he played a lot on the wing, a la Matthew Richardson style, towards the end of his career, but I can see it happening.
Yeah, I mean...
It was a wishful thinking, but geez, if he got that...
Well, I mean, you know, again, it doesn't change his value in a crazy way. So, I don't think the game would be too against it, I'll put it that way.
No, it's a nice luxury to have, though.
Yeah, I mean, because we talk so many of these, we're going to lose so many forwards, we think.
Yeah.
They generally give you...
Something back. Yeah.
It's like Montagna. We got Montagna this year. I would never have seen that coming.
No.
Nothing suggested that he would get it.
No, especially the way he hardly played forward last year to begin with. A few other mid-fours who will stay, Christensen, Tom Bell, and Isaac Heaney, I would think.
Christensen was funny because just before he got injured the last couple of games, they actually shifted him back. And he was playing playing the loose man in defence, so he's an interesting candidate.
Yeah, hopefully he gets over his injuries and can play a decent year at the Lions, because they certainly need him.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely stay forward.
Yeah, and Heaney I can see getting mid-forward.
Yeah.
We spoke about the pure midfielders with Zorko, Merritt, Hall and Dusty all losing that forward status.
But... And Wells, I think, as well.
Oh, Daniel Wells, yeah, will certainly lose that as well. That's one I missed myself, but they'll be pure mids. Again, where do you draft them? Like, Zach Merritt's a big, big question for me. Like, he's jumped up about 25 points in both formats this year. But is that because of him being a star, or is that on the back of the banned players and just getting more opportunity?
Oh, well, he's certainly getting more opportunities, but I mean, it's not like they're going to kick him out of the midfield, I wouldn't think.
No, but if he's not getting as many centre clearances, you got more of Heppel, Stan and all that.
Well, Stan won't start in the middle.
No, but it's a hypothetical. But,
okay.
But he's been a gun and...
It's hard to see him improving.
Yeah, well, he's had about a 111 average this year.
I mean, he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
That's not to say he might improve as a player, but his fantasy scores may regress because he might just not get the volume.
Mm. Well, I was looking at his stats today. From his first year, he was averaging about 65, jumped up another 24 points, and again, 24 this year. So, obviously not going to go another 24, but if he can maintain... Ooh.
Yeah, if he maintains,
That's a 110 average.
That's what you're looking for. I mean, if he maintained, that'd be fantastic.
Mm.
Can he do it?
It's a very wait and see over the preseason, I think.
I mean, that's the thing. Like you said about the time, I mean, we're going to assume Joe Watson will sign.
Yeah, well, there's a deadline on that, so...
I mean, we'll assume. You know, you got Heppel coming back. Goddard, maybe he plays in the centre, maybe he plays off the back.
Yeah.
You got...
Howlett.
No. Well, I mean, you got Heath Hocking. He plays inside. You've got
Hooker.
Parrish. I mean, these are midfielders that all need time Laverne. In there. And we know Zach Merritt can play half forward, so he may just not get... I mean, if I was drafting him, I'm certainly not drafting him at a 110 value. I think it'd be fair to suggest a 103 value.
I was going
to
say a good M4 onwards.
I reckon 3 is going to be... And M3 will be where you need to take him. I mean, in Dream Team, it's probably going to be more like a 1 or 2.
Yeah. So you're saying he could get overdrafted?
I think people would look at the number
And just go, hey, that's good.
And go, that's what he is. He's a young player. Often we think that young players are going to keep stepping up and up and up. But, I mean, there's a ceiling on things.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go from a 111 to, if he goes another 20 points, that's Patrick Dangerfield.
Well, levels. I mean, I'm even talking AFL fantasy numbers. You just can't continue to get... Massive, like you can't. I mean, there's only so much volume you can get.
Yeah,
he might be a better player next year, but his volume might be back.
Yeah,
which means his scoring is down.
Yeah,
you know, he's a fantastic player.
Oh, he's a great player.
And just because you don't score as much in fantasy doesn't mean you're not a better player.
No, that's true. Some of the defender midfielders that might get a defender this year. Number one's got to be Mundy. Before all those injuries, he was playing that. plus one in defence there. Really affected his scores, where he was averaging in the hundreds. Went down to the mid to late 80s. So I thought he would have got it this year, to be honest, because he was playing that role last year. But 2 years in a row, he's got to get it, you would think.
I don't know. I think there's a bit of an overload of defenders, to be honest, Jono.
So we've got a lot coming back from injury.
I think there's a lot now. I think there's other guys who can get that status that I would maybe say are more qualified than Mundy.
Yeah.
But he's certainly a name.
Yeah. Hodge is another one.
Yeah.
I've got Montagna, as we spoke about before, spent most of the year running around that back line, picking up possession. So one I can certainly see. One, Guthrie as well. Playing off the back line as well.
Well, Guthrie got the move in the other games as well.
Yeah, so I can see Supercoach doing that. We had Rich, who was that defender midfielder this year. Will certainly keep that, you would think.
I actually think he might lose it.
Oh, really?
He was a name I wrote down as a potential losing defensive status, which if he does, I don't think he has any value.
No, he'd be a good bench warmer. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, because he can't handle a tag.
No, I mean, maybe you stash him on the bench and in a matchup where you know he's not going to get tagged, you can roll him out there and expect a ton.
But other than that,
I wouldn't.
Very dicey.
I mean, but I can see him losing it because he's played a lot through the midfield.
Yeah.
Basically through the midfield all year.
It's going to be a line ball for me on that one.
How about this? Who did you say? Hodge. Yeah, I can see Hodge getting it. Yep. I think that'd be, but I mean, I'm remiss to give up much for him in a keeper league because I mean, one more year. That's all you got out of him.
And look at those scores this year. It was a bit hit and miss.
Yeah. Well, he needs to, for him to score well, he needs to be playing against a team that butchers the ball.
Yeah.
We've spoken about that on pod. How about this guy, Jono? And I really like this, and this is someone I would actually trade for, and that's Hamish Hartlett.
Yeah, don't mind that at all.
I think he's an absolute lock to get defensive. When Lobie went out and Trengove was rucking, they put Hartlett in defence.
Yep.
He's played the majority of the year there. But when he plays in the midfield and he's fit, he can score well.
He certainly can. And we've seen it before.
Yeah, so he's in his prime years. So you've got, you know, another 4 years of good value out of him. He's someone who, if I was playing, and he's not going to cost you much.
No,
because his numbers were pus.
They were pus, and he's missed the last few weeks with that injury. And so, Hamish, who?
Look, he does have an injury history. I'm not, but I think the value on him is so low.
You can get him for a good deal.
You can get him for a great deal, and I really feel like he is.
He'll go deep down the list in drafts.
Absolutely, but I feel like he's pretty locked in to get defensive status.
Yeah, good call on that one. One for me, Ryan Griffin.
Ooh. The last few weeks have told a different story.
They certainly have, but early on he was playing, running around that halfback with his good kicking skills and that, but thrown him in the guts these last few weeks and jumped right out of the bag. But again, one to watch. We thought he was going to get it. Was it last year?
We thought he would absolutely coming into this season, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they've got a 2-year role or something like that, but tell you what, if Ryan Griffin's in defence, it's definitely worth looking at.
Yeah,
I certainly wouldn't pick him up.
But I'd draft him and then vomit.
Yeah, you'd just be looking at the team, just hating yourself, and you want a cold shower and just get that dirty stench off you.
How about Callum Mills, Jono? He changed pretty quickly in Ultimate and AFL Fantasy. He
certainly did.
Played off halfback. He looks a star, probably win the Rising Star.
You would think.
But he looks to start as a defender. So if you played in a league that didn't have changes or in a Supercoach league.
Yep.
Even a
Dynasty league.
Yeah.
Keeper league.
Oh, well, I mean, you're going to have to pay a pretty premium price on that.
If you can get sucker, maybe.
But in a keeper league, yeah, absolutely, where you dump some of your team. He's certainly a player I'd look at.
One for me, Jack Martin. Got moved to the back line this year.
Yeah.
Great pace and skill. You would expect, or you hope, Gold Coast improve next year. So those points go up. Colin Jasny taking a bit of the Colin Jasny kicking role this year, which hurt him. I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind Jack Martin as a bench player if he was in defence.
Yeah.
Put up some nice scores.
Do you ever think the volume's going to be there on a consistent basis?
Eventually.
Okay.
Eventually. Like, if Gold Coast can get a clear run at it with no injuries, they've got a pretty good team. They've got great bookends, both ends of the ground. It's just the midfield's been sustaining the injuries.
Yeah, but I mean, they might not have half the midfield next year.
Two players.
Well, but they're good players.
They are good players.
I mean, especially Presti, I mean.
Yeah, well, that means Martin might get more time on the ball. Who knows?
Maybe.
So, yeah. Defensive mid, it's not a bad pick there.
Yeah, for sure. That's, yeah, he's interesting. Guthrie, yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't look at picking? He's been a bit of everywhere this year.
Yeah, he's so role dependent. I got one more guy. Spoken about him ad bloody nauseam. Brad McKenzie.
Yeah, I got him down in for the defender section.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got him as a mid defender for next year. Have to be a lock, you would think.
Has to be a defender, and if I'm playing Supercoach, I am all over this guy like a rash.
And McMillan, 1-2 combo.
But I mean, Brad McKenzie's not going to cost you anything.
No.
I mean,
wouldn't even know who he is. They'd probably think it's his brother at the Gold Coast. Okay.
But I mean, his kicking is phenomenal. Like, it's just so good. So good. And they look to get it to him.
Yeah. They want him to use it. So.
Thank Christ, Spud Ferrito is finally gone. How was it? They go, oh, like when these players get the flick, they're like, oh, four club legends have gone. I'm like, how is Del Sano a club legend?
At St Kilda, he's a club legend.
Exactly. But I'm like, is Ferrito really a club legend? He's been there a long time. He's a
club battler.
He's a club piece of furniture.
Yeah. Petrie and Boomer are legends.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll concede that. But yeah. Just, I don't know, does longevity equal legend?
Media beat up.
Ugh.
It's like Source Merritt. I don't know if you heard him on the radio. He goes, yeah, just a red-handed bloke, couldn't play football, got a kick. I'm not that good.
He was a career footballer.
Yeah.
And well done.
Yeah, no, he played 200 games and he came out and said, look, I'm not a star, this was my game, and that was it. So,
seems like a top bloke.
Oh, he's pretty funny on the radio.
Yeah.
Just getting into himself, so quality there. Moving on to around the forward line, a few players who we think might get just pure forward or forward defender this year. A bit of wishful thinking. Michael Hurley is a forward defender. Just, you know, giving us something from these band players, like, here, have forward defender for Michael Hurley.
I like how you said that, and the people listening can't notice this, but you said it, and I just looked up, and you immediately went into defensive sales pitch mode, like, I know what I've said, stupid, but...
Yeah, I know it's stupid, but I said wishful thinking.
Yeah, no.
I know it's not happening. Hey, listeners, I do have a few of my wishful thinking picks on here. Well, I know I've got no chance of them actually happening. Straightforward, do you think Sean Higgins will be a straightforward? Josh Caddy, straightforward. And Mason Wood, who I was liking before he got injured this year.
Yeah.
Any straightforwards for you, Steve, who might lose a position?
I got a few guys who I think will move to forward. Whether they get forward or mid-forward is up for debate. But I think Aaron Young moves from midfield to pure forward. He played so deep for Port.
Probably a case of both as mid-forward and pure forward.
I feel like he should be pure forward.
Yeah.
But whether it's both, I don't know. That's up to the game to decide.
No, I can certainly see that one happening. Some pure defenders for me. Jeremy Howe, going to lose that forward status.
Yeah.
Matthew Suckling and Marcus Adams also losing that forward status for me.
Yep.
Defender forwards, Jack Watts. Is it possible?
I think he's just got to be forward, doesn't he?
He went back. Was it enough, though?
Yeah, again, I don't know.
I was trying to get on the heat maps to see where it was, but just couldn't see the data, which I'd be interested to know, because he was the mid-forward this year, which I thought was interesting, but yeah, I wouldn't mind if he was defender-forward, because I've got a bit of Jack Watts love for next year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh
my God.
I don't know.
Do you need...
Has Rusey gotten into me?
Do you need an acid or something?
I need something.
I think he was too good as a forward. He's such a good shot for goal. It's like you got him and Hogan, and it's just chalk and cheese, isn't it?
It is.
Our boy Jesse. He kicked a goal on the weekend.
Woo! Last year of his contract.
I did my 22 under 22, and I took great pleasure
in not leaving,
leaving him out. Great pleasure.
Justin Westhoff.
Any actually, I had Danaher as my full forward. I think Danaher's a gun.
He was so good on the weekend.
Imagine him getting better delivery out of like the mids for next year.
Oh, draftable though.
He's streamable.
Streamable, very streamable. Yeah,
yeah.
Westhoff, do you reckon could get defender forward? Forward defender.
Be
a long stretch of the bow.
Yeah, I reckon you could convince me you get mid forward, but I don't know. I think he's just a... I mean, he's playing as... You're not going to play him outside the forward line anyway in your fantasy team.
Depending on if you've got injuries, you can throw him back to... Well, depending on team structure, though, but...
I don't think you get defender, I'll put it that way.
I suppose, you know, with Schulze retiring and Dixon... One-leg Dixon not playing, he'd be the only forward in that Port Adelaide team, so...
Paddy Ryder.
And imagine that as a Paddy Ryder, Justin Westhoff, and Johnny Butch.
Johnny Butch.
Yeah, I forgot Ryder's back. That would be an interesting one. He'll have to keep ruck forward.
I don't see why they change him.
Yeah. Yeah. D-list Lobe.
Oh, God. Poor Matt Lobe.
Ruck defenders, Jackson Trengove?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And do you reckon Ruffy keeps it from the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah, I can see that faith happening. Kurt Tippett, pure ruck?
Yeah.
That's a shame. He was good.
He's great anyway.
Yeah.
He was great anyway. But yeah, geez, didn't he have immense value as a ruck forward when he was up and going? He was fantastic.
He was almost averaging 100 before he went down. And, oh man, the owners who had him in your forward line, you'd just been punching the air with joy.
Yeah.
Would have been a great pickup. Ruck forwards. You reckon? I've actually got a few here. We've got Paddy Ryder. That should be a lock. Rory Lobb. GWS should keep that ruck forwards.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cruiser. Matty Cruiser.
Yeah, he could get it.
I can see him certainly getting it this year. He spent a lot of time forward, especially with Phillips coming into that team. And possibly, you're not going to play him, but Tom Boyd.
For sure.
Yeah.
How about this one, Jonah? Can we talk about a ruckman who might lose his ruck status?
Steph Martin?
Mark Blixarz.
Yeah.
That's
an interesting one.
I get the feeling he might lose his ruck. He didn't really ruck.
No, it's all either on the wing or playing forward.
Or tagging or playing whatever other God knows roles
Scotty
throw out with him. But he was a guy I was really interested in drafts because if I got him and another ruck fell to me, I could switch him into the midfield.
Yeah.
They just changed his roles up because they got in Smith and...
Stanley.
And Stanley's healthy again. And he was sort of... He really fell off the map. And they admitted it during the year.
Yeah, big time.
But he's going to have zero value for me next year.
No, because he was talk of the town. Oh, right.
And even midfielder. At the start of the year, he was great.
Yeah, everyone was talking about him. And then just Brad Scott and his crazy coaching ways. Just
Chris Scott.
I don't care, they're both crap coaches.
Yeah.
I can't tell them about that.
But I thought it was interesting to talk about a ruckman who might lose ruck status.
That would be one for the books, that's for sure.
But I could see it happening.
No, I totally do. I could certainly see it happening myself. Pretty much it for me that I could come up with. Do you have any others that we haven't spoken about?
In general or just rucks?
Just general.
I had a few guys moving to the forward line. Pierce Hanley was an interesting one for me because he started as a mid and actually in the other games got defender status.
Yeah.
But I recall him playing forward a bit.
I remember him playing defence because he was going off at the umpire in the Carlton game.
But also I remember him pushing, I don't know, maybe he just stays as a midfielder because he just played sort of all over the shop. I don't know. Couple of young guns. Josh Dunkley. It was hard to play, really, because he only had... except for the end of the year when there was nothing else. And he was only a midfielder. But he played forward a lot.
Yeah, he started off as a forward, yeah.
So I think he's a really interesting target for me.
For mid forward status?
Because I think he'll get mid forward status.
For sure.
And Jade Gresham from St Kilda. Really spent a lot of time as a
small forward.
As a small forward this year, but showed the ability to push up into the midfield. He's someone I liked watching him play. The only worry is they've got a few of those similar types.
Your Billings type, and with the rumours of Jack Steele going to the Saints next year, that could affect his time as well.
But just, you know, like Ross, Gresham, Billings, there's a bit of same-same about them. I mean, I like them. They're all good players. But look, he's someone who might lose status. Oh, sorry, gain forward status, who I'm interested in.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I had a couple more. Travis Boak.
Is he going to the bench?
He played forward a fair bit, especially early in the year.
Really?
Yeah.
That way his score sucked this year.
But how about this one? Levi Greenwood. He played forward, man.
And that's why Collingwood never kicked goals.
He kicked goals. That was a big
part. He was the only one he did he?
Isn't that Collingwood's leading goal kicker? He kicked like 25 goals.
I thought it was 21.
No, Fasolo got 25, and he missed half. But yeah, look, Levi Greenwood spent chunks of time forward.
Is that because the bloke he was tagging dragged him down there?
Well, hey, he moved down back, you'll get plenty of rebound ball. Levi Greenwood won't kick a goal, but he did.
Okay.
I'm not trading for him, but if he had forward status,
there's some value.
I'd probably pick him up.
For sure. Probably won't cost you deep in you.
He's not going to cost anything. Oh, and also Dennis Armfield.
Dennis the Menace, yeah.
Gaining forward status.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And he was good. Pretty good, let's be honest.
You think with an improved Carlton next year and Steve Silvani going to raid GWS yet again, better supply, Palmer down to Armfield, away you go.
He's got a dirty mo.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure filth.
It is filthy. Come get out of his trailer each morning, you know, smoking, dressing down. What's going on, boys? But,
also, I had David Armitage will move from the midfield to a dumpster fire.
He'll be the captain. You can't have that. He wants to be captain.
Just like Ben Cunningham was going to average 115.
Yeah, how's that going, Robbo? You're going to block me on Twitter now?
Aren't you already blocked?
Probably.
You're not trying hard enough.
No, I'm not. I'll get stuck into him over the weekend.
Hmm.
All right. Any questions this week, Steve?
You know, there's not. I already told you that before.
I don't know. I'm not listening. All right. That wraps up the show for this week. We'll be coming out on Wednesday. If you'd like to follow us on social media and ask us any questions, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors.
Yeah, this show should be a lot of fun, John. It should be a bit shorter and a bit...
Yeah, don't have to do as much research. It's awesome.
Oh, well, there's still research, but yeah.
But it's fun research. It's not writing stats down this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
No, I'm liking it. So any questions, send them through. We could even do a show on our favourite foods.
Oh, that'd be a long show. That would be a two-parter.
Could even be a five-parter.
Yeah.
And it would be a long one. But
Man, I had a... Miss Fizz met me down in Mornington today, and they've got the burger joint down there, the Thanks Albert or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
She brought me it was so good. So good.
I was dying for a burger yesterday, so Hungry Jack's. Ugh.
Yeah, it was better than Hungry Jack's. There was, in terms of bacon, there was like a pig on there.
Nice. Well, apparently there's a Chinese joint or dumpling bar in Mornington open up on Friday nights. All you can eat dumplings for like 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are we not there?
It's not Friday night.
God damn. Like, keep it open.
Yeah, I saw a mate, he posted on my Facebook page. I'm like, click, save, remember that. All you can eat dumplings.
I can smash a dumpling.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
We'd have to get an Uber or something back from Mornington though, because...
That would cost $40 or something.
I can imagine there'd be a few beverages to ease those dumplings down.
Yeah, because they got all craft beers and that there.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And down the road, there's like a craft beer pub, or we can get you out of the Mornington Brewery around the corner.
Oh, so I can have an IPA and throw up all the dumplings.
Yeah.
It needs more hops, people.
More hops. Not enough hops. But that wraps up the show for today. Send us through your questions, and we'll see you next week.